Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Pieris. I think Pakistan, creditable performance. I mean, to score 171 against the best bowling attack in world cricket, that's India, was fascinating. Congratulations to Pakistan getting to 171 and losing only 5 wickets. Sahib Farhan top scored with 54, but the controversy was the dismissal of Fakhar Zaman for 15. I mean, the entire public, the commentators, the people at the grounds knew that the ball had not carried to wicketkeeper Sanju Samson, who one reckons unfairly claimed the catch. The decision was given to the third umpire, and sadly, it was Ruchirapalliya Guruge, the Sri Lankan umpire, who ruled in favour of India. Now, that had a very big dent. Everyone who saw the match would have heard what the expert commentary box cricketers in the class of Waqar Yunus, Ravi Shastri, Wasim Akram, and even Sanjay Manjarekar commented on that appalling decision by the third umpire, Ruchirapalliya Guruge. So that looked a little bit ugly and does not look good as far as Sri Lanka's umpiring standards are concerned. I hope Ruchirapalliya Guruge will be able to correct the mistake. His conscience should be clear, because the replays, 4 angles were shown, and it was too clear that the ball did not carry to the glove of Sanju Samson. Anyway, India won this game comprehensively with 7 balls to spare. They made 174 for the loss of 4 wickets. Abhishek Sharma 74 and Shubman Gill 47, with Tilak Parma unbeaten on 30. So India definitely are the top favourites to win this tournament, and they look aside that teams will find very difficult to overcome. Well, that's it on our very short podcast for today. Remember, tomorrow Sri Lanka will play against Pakistan, and we sincerely hope that both teams will give us a good display of clean cricket. Right, stand by. I'll spin you a record for your listening pleasure this morning.